Welcome, everybody. Share number 1226 in the writing. It's share number 379. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makom, and we're going through Hol Chedrachim, which is part of Shinoi Makom. Okay, so interesting question. If one is at an airport, right, and they're waiting for someone who is coming off a flight, a lot of times somebody comes to pick up somebody else from the airport, right? And they're going to leave soon. That's it. They're going to leave. As soon as the person arrives, they're going to leave. So now they want to start drinking a coffee or water or eating something that requires a burn of fashos, like shahakal or etu adama in general. Right? We've been mentioning quite a number of times that it's in conjunction with the burn of fashos, but usually it's shahakal or etu adama. And that's what like they'd like to do, but they'll be leaving as soon as the person gets off the plane, basically, and, you know, gets their luggage. It'll be a 1, 2, 3 quick deal, or they don't have luggage, or they just have a bag with them, whatever the cases. So if the one who's waiting, they know that they're going to be leaving very shortly, for example, like we just said, the plane just landed and it's a matter of minutes that the person's coming out, the people are already walking out, right? And they're about to come out, and this person is, as soon as they come out, they're leaving. They know there won't be any waiting. So then the one who is waiting, and if they started to drink something, whatever the case is, or to eat something that requires a burn of fashos, will be considered, quote-unquote, unsettled, right? And considered a traveler. In other words, they have a mind that they're leaving. As soon as this person is off the plane, they're out of there, as they say in English, right? Then the bracha will continue as long as they drive. In other words, they'll have a din of hol chedrachim. It's just like as though one is in their house and they're about to leave. They put on their jacket or whatever, or they're just waiting for the car service, waiting for the Uber or whatever the case is, so they want to start drinking a coffee, which they'll be drinking along the way, right, for example. So they make the shahakal, and they have a mind that they'll be leaving, and in mamish, any minute, as soon as the Uber shows up, as soon as the taxi comes, they're out of there. It could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but they're ready to go, right? So be it as it may, that would be part of Hol Chedrachim. So the same thing over here, the person's mamish, you know, coming off the plane. It's a case in time whereby they know the person is mamish any minute, and then they will be leaving. So the bracha would be good, even though they're leaving the building into the car and continuously traveling. Now, if the person waiting expects to remain there for a while, for in other words, for example, if the plane just landed, then it takes another half hour usually until people everybody gets off, and then they have to start looking for their luggage, right? It takes a while if that's the case in time when the person is starting to eat. So we said before, if they're starting to eat when they're about to go, right, the person, people are coming off or whatever, so that's a different story. But over here we're dealing with a case in time where it's going to be a while, right, till they get off, until the people start getting off, until they get the luggage, this and that, right? So then the building will be considered a fixed location, a kivah. And the eating and drinking is now considered established, right? In other words, they're drinking their coffee, they're sitting there drinking their coffee waiting, and they're drinking a big kivah. In other words, with an established location, because of the fact that they're not leaving so fast, let's put it like that, as they say in English, right? They're going to be there a while. So now, if they decide to continue drinking when they go out, they will need a new bracha because of the fact that they have in mind basically to sit there, you know, as an established place, because they know they're not leaving so fast. Right. So now in the above case where the person will be waiting for a while, like we said, due to the fact that the airport building itself is considered a fixed location, when they leave the building, they would need a new bracha in order to continue eating or drinking, either shahakol or adama or hoetz. It's as though, just like somebody, if they're in their house, right? I'm drinking my coffee in my house, and then I decide, to go out. Even if I decide to go out, but let's say I'm drinking my coffee and I know I'm not leaving so fast, I'm going to be here about a half hour, I'll just give you an example, 20 minutes. Right now I'm sitting and relaxing. Never mind to be here, sit here and drink my coffee here. I don't have a mind to leave yet. Maybe 15, 20 minutes, half hour, I'll be leaving. So fine, we'll worry about it then, as they say in English. Now when you go outside, right, you're going to need a new bracha, even though you're continuing on the same coffee, right? As opposed to if they're on their way out and about to go. Same thing. So the same thing would apply with this airport thing where somebody is waiting for somebody else. You have to know, case in time, when you're starting to eat something or drink something that requires a burn of fashos, you know, are we dealing with the case in time where I'm just sitting and eating? I'm going to be here a while, right? They're not coming down so fast. The plane just landed or whatever. Or are we dealing with the case in time? Any minute I'm going to see them and we're ready to go. People are already all coming off. Could be this one, that one, a matter of 5, 10 minutes or whatever. And we will be leaving. and the person has a mind to go, so then it will be holchei drachim, whereby the bracha would just continue on. So a person has to know the situation. Just in my makom, it's brought down in the safer guidelines that we've been talking about on page 132. So he brings down very interesting cases over there in conjunction with how to, you know, work all these various different situations. Again, like we said, the safer guidelines, page 132. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Rachel Kol Tov.